want to speak to Andrew Hyland, who's our first guest on the programme. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. You've been in the media recently. The polls are open and people are voting. For people who aren't familiar with you, Andrew, just remind us of your pitch in this referendum.
Yeah, I am the Director of Marriage Equality, and we are a group that is working alongside Yes Equality, and we're advocating for a yes in the marriage equality referendum. So it's a really exciting day, a historic day for us. We've been working for this for many years, marriage equality. We've been working since 2008, so we're absolutely thrilled. We're on the 22nd of May when people can finally cast their vote on this issue.
Do you expect it to go your way? The polls would suggest, or certainly the opinion polls would suggest it will. However, there could be a quiet majority in Ireland who just cast their vote and the conservative element of Ireland could reign.
Yeah, it's hard to know in some ways. The thing we have on our side that's incredibly positive is while the polls, it's important to look at them, we've been canvassing for a number of months on the doorsteps all around Ireland. It's definitely not a Dublin-centred vote. We have 66 hubs across the Republic of Ireland. And what we found is that the yeses are an overwhelming and enthusiastic yes, so we know we can count on those people. And in areas of all kinds of social class, et cetera, urban and rural, we know that we're talking between 70 to 60% in favour. As well, myself, I saw on that there's a campaign called Vote to Vote, and it's Irish citizens who are still eligible to vote. If you've left here within 18 months, you can come back and vote. So Dublin Airport saw a mass of people coming through the gates yesterday. It was incredible to see. So I'm really hopeful, and I really think the Irish people are ready to turn a new chapter in the history of the state.
Do you believe the Catholic Church still influences opinion? It's certainly diluted in recent times, but the bishop's letter was read out last Sunday in the Republic.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that the Catholic Church do have some influence. I don't think they have the influence anymore. And I think it's only fair when we're talking about the Catholic Church to distinguish between what is the hierarchy, the bishops, who have one voice, and then there's priests and nuns and then lay people who've been absolutely incredible, people like Father Peter McVerry and Sister Stan, who have advocated for a yes vote, priests up in Donegal, down in Cork and Galway, Limerick. There's priests everywhere, nuns everywhere, and then lay Catholics. My own mother wrote a piece in the Irish Independent. My mum is an incredibly Catholic person, a minister of the Eucharist, and she talked about why she's voting yes, because she believes that Jesus would want her to do so. So I think it's only fair when talking about the Catholic Church to distinguish between the hierarchy, and I guess in terms of the influence that they have, I definitely think it's diluted in Ireland now.
Across the water, the churches have to opt in if they want to be part of same-sex marriage. What will the final outcome be in the Republic?
Do you mean for churches?
Yes, with regards to the churches and whether or not they would have to conduct a marriage between two same-sex people.
It will have absolutely no bearing on a church. We have really, really strong equality legislation in Ireland for 15 years. And for example, the church, the Catholic Church does not believe it should marry in the church people who have been divorced. So the state does not force that upon them. And equally, as per their belief in what the sacrament of marriage is, no same-sex couple is looking to or will be able to marry in a church. This is only about secular civil marriage. That's what we've been fighting for almost 10 years now, and that's what will be inserted in the Constitution. It's very much a civil issue and nothing to do with church weddings.
The polls are open until 10 o'clock tonight. The early suggestions up here when we have a vote, people are always talking about, oh, there's a bit of early footfall or it's slow at the moment. Oh, they'll all vote after they get their dinner. These are the cliches you hear all the time. You're obviously keeping a close eye on the last 2 hours. What's the state of play?
I voted myself at 7 a.m. and the polling booth was packed, and then I've got text from people, those 66 groups all around the country, to say that people are reporting that they've never seen such a turnout so early. So I do think that so far so good. We still have a long day ahead of us. We have over 12 hours left to make sure as many people who have a vote do vote, and that's our focus for today. So it's a very exciting day, it's a very nerve-wracking day, but one we've been very much looking forward to a very, very long time.
And with regards to the outcome of a big story here during the course of the week, it had to do with gay rights and the promotion indeed, of same-sex marriage, the Ashers Bakery fallout. How do you think that impacted on the mindset of the voters in the Republic? Because it would have been covered on the likes of RTE and UTV Ireland and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opponents to marriage equality down here very much focused on what they call a conscience clause, an opt-out clause for people who don't believe that gay people should marry, that they don't have to serve them any goods or provide services for them. But as mentioned earlier, we have incredibly strong equality legislation which protects people on gender, so people couldn't discriminate against women if they believed in it. We have equality legislation that protects against colour, creed, sexuality, and also religion, which is really important to remember in that. So the ruling, and in terms of how the ruling was provided there, it's a different jurisdiction, so the same case couldn't happen here, and indeed since civil partnership and divorce has been even in the Republic, because you could have argued for a conscience clause on the same basis when those elements were introduced to Irish society. There's never been a challenge, so I do think we're in separate jurisdiction, though our opposition has tried to create fear with the conscience clause. It didn't take, because people know in the Republic that our equality legislation is so good and it's there to protect all people, not just some people.
But we've had examples in the south of people being turned away, I think from particularly in the Drogheda area, from a printing press because they were gay.
Yes. Yeah, and no case has been taken on that. I mean, there was one other case, well, it wasn't a case at all, actually, of a paper shop in Dublin called The Daintree. It's like a fancy stationery shop where people used to get their, will still get their wedding invites printed, etc. And the previous owner of that discriminated against a supplier who wanted to supply civil partnership cards, and he said no, it was against his religious ethos. So in that instance, the shop ended up closing down, but not because of any legal cases or anything, but because customers chose to take their custom elsewhere. They made an informed decision that they didn't want to shop to a service provider who discriminated against people. So the shop ended up being bought over by management, and it's even more successful than it was before. And indeed, it ran a very successful Shred of Decency campaign, which raised money for our campaign. So where, you know, there are some similarities in terms of people not wanting to provide services, what we've found down here is that then people decide where they spend their money and they don't spend it in places that want to discriminate against people.
Yeah, and no doubt if I had the individual who was running that shop at that time, he would argue that he wasn't discriminating, but I don't have him on the programme this morning at this present moment. Andrew, in relation to today, if it goes against you, where do you go from there?
Well, I mean, the reality is where Ireland was when I started this campaign in 2008 to where we are now, I don't think there's any going back for Ireland at all. And if there is a no vote, we'll have to look hard at what we didn't do right. I'm hopeful for a yes vote, and I think the people are very much with us, but we'll very much go as quickly back to trying to, in some way, bring marriage equality into Ireland, because we know from everything we've done that it's something that the people very much want.
Well, we'll be finding out as the morning goes by what people do actually want. But Andrew, you've made your pitch. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Frank. Have a good day.
Andrew Hyland on the programme this morning.